All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's commitment to strengthen regional cooperation and integration as a founding member of SAARC. Polling underway for second and final phase of panchayat elections in Assam. Uttar Pradesh police arrest prime accused of Bulandshahr violence. Two unidentified terrorists killed in an encounter in Srinagar. Bangladesh Election Commission rejects jailed former Prime Minister Khalda Zia's plea to contest December 30 polls. And in Adelaide cricket test, India takes lead of 287 runs in the second innings against Australia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is committed to strengthening regional cooperation and integration as a founding member of the SAARC. In his message on the occasion of the 34th SAARC Charter Day, which was observed yesterday, Mr. Modi said the grouping has made progress in its journey of over three decades, but it has been below the region's full potential. Mr. Modi pointed out that terrorism remains the single largest threat to peace and stability in the region, and it is necessary to eliminate terrorism in all its forms. He stressed that an environment of peace and security is essential for regional cooperation to flourish and achieve economic development and prosperity. The Prime Minister said NDA government's initiatives are geared towards promoting people-to-people contact and connectivity in the region. He cited launch of South Asia Satellite and extension of India's National Knowledge Network to South Asian countries as some of the initiatives. Polling is underway for second and final phase of panchayat elections in Assam. Voting begins at 7 this morning and will continue till 3 in the afternoon. Our correspondent reports that the BJP, Congress, Aam Gana Parikhar, AIUDF, Borderland People's Front and left parties are contesting the elections.
Polling has begun in 10 districts in Assam in the second phase to elect Anchalik Panchayat and Jilla Parishad members, Gram Panchayat members and Gram Panchayat presidents. A total of 35,056 candidates are in the fray in this phase. 292 candidates are declared winners unopposed by the State Election Commission in the second phase. Counting of votes will be held on 12th of this month. Manas Pradeep Sharma, AR News, Guwahati.
The Election Commission has ordered re-polling at one polling station of Karanpur Assembly constituency in Sri Ganganagar district of Rajasthan tomorrow. This follows complaints of irregularities during the polling on Friday. Counting of votes will be held on Tuesday in all five poll-bound states of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Mizoram. Janadesh.
Results of Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Mizoram, Rajasthan and Telangana Assembly elections.
On Tuesday, 11th December 2018.
Live and balanced analysis from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Special Radio Bridge program connecting the five poll-bound states between 9:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m.
Tune in to FM Gold, Rajdhani Channel and National Network of All India Radio.
Uttar Pradesh police has arrested prime accused in Bulandshahr violence Jitendra Malik alias Jitu from Jammu and Kashmir. A correspondent reports that police teams were sent to arrest him 2 days back.
Till now, 10 persons have been arrested in the case of violence that erupted on Monday after alleged cow slaughter in which police inspector Subodh Kumar Singh and a villager died. Police said the army has handed over Jitu to UPSTF team and he is being interrogated. According to police, Jitendra Malik, a resident of Siana area of Bulandshahr, is one of the prime suspects in killing of Inspector Subodh Singh. He was on leave during the period when violence took place in Siana and left for Jammu and Kashmir to join the duty immediately after the incident. Jitu was seen in the video footage and was named in FIR along with other persons with Sushil Chandra Tiwari's report from Lucknow, Gulshan Rawat, AIR News, Delhi.
The Kannur International Airport, KIAL in Kerala, will start operations from today. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and Union Minister for Civil Aviation, Suresh Prabhu, would jointly inaugurate the airport. Later, they would flag off the inaugural flight, Air India Express, to Abu Dhabi at 9:55 a.m. With the Kannur Airport becoming a reality, Kerala has become the only state in the country with four international airports. Here is a report.
Built on a budget of 1892 crores, Kerala's fourth international airport, the Kannur Airport, is spread over 2,000 acres of land, and its terminal building, measuring 95,000 square meters, is one of the largest in the country. The airport has a runway of 3,050 meters. Equipped with all modern facilities, including 6 aero bridges, the airport can handle over 2,000 passengers in an hour. Already, 11 international carriers and 6 domestic operators have confirmed their flights out of Kial. The new airport is expected to be particularly useful for Keralites working in the Middle East. Shamila, AR News, Thiruvananthapuram.
President Ramnath Kovind will be on a two-day visit to Gorakhpur from today. The President will attend the Maharana Pratap Education Council program tomorrow. He will also visit the Gorakhnath Temple. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alert. You can also log on to our website newsonair.nic.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, two unidentified terrorists were killed in a counter-terrorist operation in Mujgund area of Srinagar last evening. Three police personnel were also injured in the gunfight, who were shifted to military hospital for treatment. The gunfight broke out after the joint team of security forces launched a cordon and search operation in the area after receiving inputs about the presence of terrorists. Security sources said that bodies of slain terrorists are yet to be retrieved. Army Chief General Bipin Rawat has said the international community knew about the role of Pakistani terrorists in the Mumbai terror attack and India did not want anyone's acknowledgement about it. His comments came when asked about reported remarks of Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan that the 2008 Mumbai attack was an act of terrorism and resolving the case was in Pakistan's interest. Mr. Khan's comments during a media interview are seen as an indirect acknowledgement of involvement of Pakistani terrorists in the attack. The Ganga cleaning mission will be driven by a range of innovative technology and financial innovations. This was deliberated during the three-day India Water Impact Summit that concluded in New Delhi yesterday. Our correspondent reports the summit saw participation from experts in various fields from 16 countries.
The summit introduced the Ganga Finance Forum, which brought together a number of national and international financial sector experts. They highlighted the gaps, but equally provided a plethora of innovative financial instruments to support the Ganga rejuvenation program. Afforestation, biodiversity, urban river management, data harmonization, development of water bodies, water valuation and market development were the key topics discussed. The India Water Impact Summit is an annual event to provide a platform to start a discourse towards understanding water as a natural resource. Suparna Sekia, AIR News, Delhi.
Foreign Minister of Iceland Gudlaugur Thore Thordarson met External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj in New Delhi. Both leaders yesterday held discussions on bilateral, multilateral and international issues of interest. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said the two ministers appreciated the start of direct flights between Iceland and India, which will boost trade and cultural ties. The two sides noted that in the areas such as geothermal energy, fisheries, IT, pharmaceuticals and tourism, the two countries could establish a strong partnership. In Bangladesh, the Election Commission has rejected jailed former Prime Minister Khalda Zia's plea to contest December 30 polls. The poll body spokesperson said yesterday that the Commission rejected her petition by 4-1 votes. The Bangladesh High Court had earlier issued an order disqualifying 73-year-old leader. Zia is serving a 10-year prison term in two corruption cases. A total of 135 people have been injured after violence broke out between police and groups of masked youths in several French cities during protests against the fuel tax and high living costs. According to the Elysee Palace, the French President Emmanuel Macron will address the protesters tomorrow. The anti-government protest has inspired other spin-off protests in nearby countries. About 100 people were arrested in the capital, Brussels. In the Netherlands, a protest was held outside Parliament. U.S. President Donald Trump has nominated Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley as his next top military advisor. Milley, a four-star general, has served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He would replace General Joseph Dunford as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In the Men's Hockey World Cup, Malaysia will play Germany at 5 p.m. and the Netherlands will clash with Pakistan at 7 p.m. in Pool D matches at Bhubaneswar today. Yesterday, an impressive India thrashed Canada 5-1 to top Pool C and seal a direct berth in the quarterfinals. India were 284 for 6 in the second innings on the fourth day of opening cricket test against Australia in Adelaide when reports last came in. India lead by 299 for 4 wickets remaining. The visitors resumed their play with overnight score of 151 for 3. Nathan Lyon got rid of Chiteshwar Pujara for 71. Ajinkya Rahane completed his half century with India's lead crossing the 250-run mark at lunch. Earlier, Pujara and Virat Kohli thwarted Australia in a diligent partnership to push India to a position of strength and a 166-run lead at stumps. Kohli became the fourth Indian batsman after Sachin Tendulkar, V.V.S. Lakshman and Rahul Dravid to score 1,000-plus runs in Test cricket against Australia. Earlier, responding to India's first innings total of 250, Australia were all out for 235 to give the visitors a 15-run lead after rain delayed the start of proceedings. Mexico's Vanessa Ponce de Leon has won the title of Miss World 2018. Thailand's Nicoline was declared the runner-up. Former Miss World Manushi Chiller presented the crown to the new winner during the pageant in which 118 contestants participated. India's Anukriti Vaz failed to make a mark at the pageant as she could not even make it to the top 30. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Abhishek Kumar.
Thank you, Saira. Today's newspapers lead with different stories. In continuation with Friday's raids on the homes and offices of Vadra's associates in Delhi and Bengaluru in a money laundering case, Enforcement Directorate raided Jagdish Sharma's house. The DNA headlines, one more Vadra aide, Jagdish Sharma's residence raided. While the Sunday Pioneer says, Congress protests raid on Vadra aides, says scared Modi targeting opposition. All dailies have reported the arrest of an army soldier suspected of killing an inspector during Bulandshahr violence. The Asian Age riots, army jawan held over UP cop death. Axe falls on SSP. The Sunday Tribune says Bulandshahr SSP shifted for negligence. The Yellow Vest movement in Paris has also gained traction in the press. The Hindu riots, new wave of protests hits Paris. While the Hindustan Times says Paris turns yellow. The Sunday Business Standard quotes a World Bank report in its headline, India to retain top position in remittances, adding that the reason would be it being the top recipient of remittances this year, with its diaspora spending $80 billion back home. In some other stories, the DNA informs Miss Mexico Vanessa Ponce de Leon crowned Miss World. The DNA also writes Hillary Clinton and Udaipur for Ambani celebrations. Japan enacts controversial law to accept foreign workers, reports the Asian Age. Winter is here, weather set to turn chilly, foggy, headlines Hindustan Times. And finally, to throw some light on the moon's dark side, Change 4 is humanity's first probe to explore the far side of the moon. The Hindu says, China's rover on mission to uncover moon's dark side. And with that, it's back to you, Sarah.
Thank you, Abhishek. In some more news, Women and Child Development Minister Menaka Gandhi has asked for an inspection of all shelter homes in Odisha. The order came after a fortnight when an alleged sexual abuse of minor girls in an accommodation in Dhenkanal district came to light. In a letter to Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik, Ms. Gandhi said she strongly believes that the concerned authorities must assume moral responsibility for the incident and asked the Secretary, Women and Child Development Ministry, to get an inquiry conducted in this regard. The minister said she also asked the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights to get all homes in the state inspected immediately. Tamil Nadu government has filed a petition in the Supreme Court seeking a full-time chairperson for the Kaveri Water Management Authority or CWMA. The authority has been formed following the final verdict of the Apex Court. Currently, the Central Water Commission or CWC chairperson is holding additional charge of the authority as well. On November 22, the CWC approved Karnataka to prepare a detailed project report for the proposed 5,912 crore rupees Mekkadatu Balancing Reservoir project. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's commitment to strengthen regional cooperation and integration as a founding member of SAARC. Polling underway for second and final phase of panchayat elections in Assam. Uttar Pradesh police arrest prime accused of Bulandshahr violence. Two unidentified terrorists killed in an encounter in Srinagar. Bangladesh Election Commission rejects jailed former Prime Minister Khalda Zia's plea to contest December 30 polls. And in Adelaide Cricket Test, India takes lead of 304 runs in the second innings against Australia. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. With that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.